This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to get back to this Senator Trump's appointments thing, because that's the kind of stuff we need to tackle now. We'll do some voicemails, talk about Democrats being insane. Terry Schilling joins us a half hour from now to talk cultural issues and do some voicemails and things like that. But I'm going to finish up my thought I ended last hour with. So you've heard me say, and it's true, the most important appointment for Trump by a mile is not Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense or even Chief of Staff. By a mile, the most important thing is the Attorney General. The Attorney General of the United States of America is the top law enforcement officer in the country. Obviously, he's the head of the DOJ. He's over the FBI. The Attorney General is everything. And we need a reformer, because what Merrick Garland has done in the DOJ, the ways he's used the DOJ, should put Merrick Garland in prison the rest of his life. I'm not naive. I know that's not going to happen, but that's what should happen. And it's way more than just Merrick Garland. There are so many committed communists in the DOJ because Obama and Biden filled up the DOJ with these people. And so when something like Roe versus Wade gets overturned, these freaking monsters will just take the FBI and send them after pastors and little old ladies. That's how vicious and horrible these people are. And they must be removed. They have to be. Fired is bare minimum. Lord willing, they go to prison, but fired is bare minimum. The Attorney General will have to dig into the FBI in ways that will shock the American people. The FBI must be cleaned out. And again, not just firings, arrests. I'm not hopeful for arrests, but there must be. Elvis Chan. Elvis Chan should be a household name. He's the FBI special agent who bragged on camera about influencing Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story leading up to the last election. If you're in the Federal Bureau of Investigation and you use that position of power to politic on behalf of Joe Biden so he can win the election, you have to go to Fort Leavenworth for the rest of your natural life. You do. That's a worse crime than a normal citizen committing murder. And I mean that. When you use your position in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in political ways, you have to say goodbye to fresh air for the rest of your life. These have to be the things that happen in order to save the country. Okay, so let's assume, oh yeah, play that one, Chris. Mark Milley, chairman, former chairman, by the grace of God, of the Joint Chiefs, brags that he was going to tell China.
As part of that conversation, I said, General Lee, there's not going to be a war. There's not going to be attack between great powers. And if there was, the tensions would build up. There'd be calls going back and forth from all kinds of senior officials. I said, hell, General Lee, I'll probably give you a call, but we're not going to attack you. Trust me, we're not going to attack you.
I'll probably give you a call? That's not how it's supposed to work. Okay, so back to Attorney General. It's critical that we get the right one. It's everything. And there's a couple guys up for it that are being discussed as we speak. So let me just go ahead and pull it up here. Went ahead and saved it on my phone. And you should know that I know. You know how I tell you when I think something, when something's a theory versus something I know? I know these people are at least getting looked at. I'm not saying it's going to be one of these three, but they're getting looked at. John Ratcliffe. Senator Mike Lee, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. John Ratcliffe would be a complete and utter disaster. If it ends up being John Ratcliffe, well, you can kiss any swamp drainage goodbye. Ken Paxton would be a dream come true. He's the Attorney General in Texas
who is such a threat to the establishment, they tried to impeach him over nothing. And of course he won because it was over nothing. But that's how much establishment people hate him. The problem is, who's that guy on the radio who's been telling you that the Senate is really, 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 really important because we're going to need senators to confirm Donald Trump's nominees? Congratulations. That guy on the radio, me, was correct. Ken Paxton, found out last night, not confirmable. The losers in the GOP won't confirm the one we need. This goes to exactly what I've been warning everybody about. I told you this was coming. Which brings us to Senator Mike Lee. Not saying those are the only three, but those are the leaders in the clubhouse from what I understand right now. Senator Mike Lee is a good man. And Senator Mike Lee is somebody who believes in the rule of law. He believes in justice. Is he a fire-breathing barbarian like I am? No, not at all. And obviously, look, that's the kind of guy I would want there, someone who's going to kick in the door and start firing people and throwing people in prison. That's not really Mike Lee's temperament at all. I get that. But Mike Lee would be a very good pick. And Mike Lee would most likely, he would bring in people underneath him who would be rabid dogs. So Mike Lee could get up in front of the camera and I don't know if you know Mike Lee at all. Most people, at least, if you listen to the sound of my voice, you know who he is. Obviously, senator from Utah. But he comes across as very, very nice, a very gentle human being. And he's that way in person, too. I know Mike. He's a great guy. He's not like me at all. He's a good person. He's very, very nice, very gentle. And that would be the perfect kind of face you would put on that. Because he could get up and say, well, no, we didn't want to have to arrest 10 FBI agents today for the various ways they politic. But in the rule of law, that's just something we have to do. And he could present the mean things we need to do in the nicest possible way. But it's officially time to start crossing your fingers. Mike Lee could also get through a Senate confirmation process. He's already a senator. That's one. And those dorks in the Senate really think of themselves. What do they call it? The most exclusive club in the world. I'm not kidding. That's what they say. It's the most exclusive club in the world. Even the ones that are kind of the ones that we love the most, the Lees, the Pauls, the Cruises, those types, even the ones that are really, really more hardcore than others, even they are thought to be in the club. You made it in the club. It's the most exclusive club in the world. Mike Lee, maybe a hiccup or two because we really have some losers in the Senate, but Mike Lee could probably make it through. You know how I've been telling you we need to be praying that Rick Scott gets to be majority leader of the Senate? We need to be pairing Mike Lee as AG with those prayers. Oh, and I should clarify something. Because I got a bunch of emails about the Rick Scott being Senate Majority Leader thing. I got a ton of emails about this. Of people saying, Jesse, Rick Scott sucks. That's terrible. We need Rand Paul. Jesse, Rick Scott sucks. We need Ted Cruz. Jesse, we need Mike Lee, not Rick Scott. Okay, so allow me to explain this one more time. One more time. You have to run for Senate Majority Leader. You have to compete. It's not done in 5 minutes. It's done over the course of months, knocking on the doors of other senators, taking people out to steak dinners, doing political favors, handing out campaign cash. You have to run to be Senate Majority Leader. You must run for it. And now that Steve Daines bowed out, there are precisely three people running for it. So please stop sending me emails saying, no, we need Rand Paul. Rand Paul ain't running for it. I would love Rand Paul. Shoot, I wish we had 100 Rand Pauls. Rand Paul ain't running for it. There are three people running for it. Cornyn, Thune, Scott. Of those three, no matter what you think of Rick Scott, Cornyn and Thune are an unmitigated disaster in every way. If John Cornyn or John Thune take over the Senate Majority Leader position, then congratulations, Mitch McConnell didn't retire. He just got younger. It's a continuation of everything that has frustrated you everything that has kneecapped our movement. The Mitch McConnells who get up after the Uvalde school shooting and talk about how we need gun control. Wow, we really need to work with our friends across the aisle. You think those days are done? If it's John Thune or John Cornyn, John Cornyn's the one he got to help him do it. John Cornyn's the one who worked with Democrats to pass gun control in the wake of a mass shooting. If it's Cornyn or Thune, it's a disaster. I don't like Rick Scott. Okay, whatever. Don't care. I'm not his son. I'm not friends with him. I don't know the guy. Not saying he's perfect at all. He is light years better than the other two. And that's really important. So those are just two things, just something to put on your radar, something to discuss with your friends, something to pray about. We really need Rick Scott to be the Senate Majority Leader, and we really need Mike Lee as AG. Or, again, I know he's not what I talked about. I really want an outside reformer. I don't want a D.C. type, which Mike would tell you he's not, and he's really kind of not. I want some kind of state AG, you know. But of the three that are being vetted heavily right now, man, Mike Lee is really good. Really good. Look, I would also love, like I said, a Ken Paxton type, but that goes back to the blocking and tackling we discuss. When you continue to vote the same losers back into office in red states, you end up with a bunch of weenie senators who won't confirm your guy. That's the way it goes. Anyway, let's switch your cell phone real quick, and then we'll do some voicemails and emails. I've been behind on those. You know your cell phone company, the money you spend everywhere. Doesn't matter where it is, it matters. Now that the corporate world has gotten involved, the money you spend matters. Here's a headline. Retailers brace for DEI blowback in lead up to the election. We finally have put the corporate world on notice, and now they're afraid to roll out another freak on the newest ad because they're afraid of you and me. That's because we started putting our money where our morals are. Have you punished AT&T for their sins yet? Have you punished Verizon, punished T-Mobile? Switch to Pure Talk. You stay on the same 5G network. You keep your phone. You keep your number. You save a fortune. Don't you want, if nothing else, save money. And it takes 10 minutes on the phone? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or you can leave us voicemails 877-377-4373. All 3 hours tomorrow dedicated to you and your questions.
Hey Jesse, great day for the United States of America, and a great day for the state of Idaho, who stopped Prop 1, ranked choice voting, and voted yes overwhelmingly for a change in the state constitution to not allow non-citizens to vote in any election in Idaho.
It was, I believe there were 8 states, if I remember right. But there were a bunch of states across the country that had things on the ballot that most of the language was illegals. They shouldn't be able to vote, right? Illegals won't be able to vote. And it passed in every single state. I can't believe King Cynic me. I'm getting hopeful that the American people had enough. They had enough of their communities being overrun with barbarians from every part of the planet. They've had enough of what Democrats have done, and it feels really, really good.
Hey, Jesse, I listen to your show all the time. I just want to say a few things real quick. I did what you told us. We got 3 school board members off out of the 4 we tried to get off, and the other 2 that were still on there were ones that are good ones that told us they needed help.
I love you guys, man. Good job. That's how you save a country, man. That's how, and we keep this up. You know, again, you really want to save the country, it won't happen from D.C. It helps. Look, it helps that we've got Trump in there now. It helps that we have a Senate. It helps that we have a House. It helps. I'm not dismissing that at all. But we will not save this place from there. We will save it by taking back our communities first. And there's an aspect of taking back our communities first that I don't touch on enough. Your local political team becomes your farm team for bigger things. That's how these things work. Today it's school board. A couple years from now, hey, I think I'm going to make a run at the state legislature. And that stud, that normal guy who thinks like you that you put on the school board, soon he's making laws for your state. Maybe he catches on. Maybe he's good at it. Maybe he says one day, you know what, I want to be a senator. I want to be in Congress. Our farm team, that's a good point, Chris. Our farm team sucks right now, but we are improving it. This is, if you know anything about baseball, you know how professional baseball teams, they have minor league teams that are attached to them? You know, so the Yankees will have a triple-A team and a double-A team and a single-A team. What do they use those for? You draft a young guy, you put him in the minor leagues, you get him trained up, get him in the weight room, get him with the right coaching, see who's there, see who's going to work hard, see who performs. And eventually, you got some super stud who comes up and wins you a World Series. That's what local politics can be for us. You are frustrated. I am frustrated with dorks like John Cornyn and James Lankford, who are these powerful senators in the GOP. We get stuck with these dorks because we have not focused on the farm team. We are getting better at that, and I feel freaking awesome about it. Awesome about it.
I don't remember on the Declaration of Independence where there was a woman's name on there anywhere. And I think that's where the Democrats are. We're not living on emotions. We're living on what we need to do as a country, as men.
I love you guys. Jesse, I wanted to give a shout out to my mother. She went to Wisconsin for the month prior to the election to get out the vote. She oblaws, and you won't get that, Chris. So she helped get out a bunch of Latinos. She ran to the points of friction and was a force for good. I love her, and I'd love it if you could give her a shout-out. Her name is Stephanie. I most definitely will give her a shout-out. Stephanie, this is for you. Jesse, how can Democrats cry today in fear of women losing their rights when they've been allowing trannies to compete against women for the last 4 years? They don't give a crap about women, only the power to destroy. That's exactly right. You're getting it. It's never been about women. Democrats, well, communists, are purely, purely transactional. Whoever they say they care about, they do not. They care about the revolution. If you and whatever your demographic group happens to be, men, women, white, black, Latino, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Catholic, whatever your demographic group happens to be, if they believe they can grab a hold of your group and use it to aid the revolution, they will. The second they think you're holding back the revolution, they toss you in the dustbin of history, and then they insult you and spit on your grave on the way by. Communists are purely transactional. Speaking of transactions, do you have $19.95? What if that pain you go through every day could be taken away for $19.95? Does that sound like something that's worth it to you? Because our bodies, as we get older, things start to break. The cartilage is going away. The joints, the muscle pain. It just happens. It happens to all of us. I'm 43. It happens to me too. What are you doing about it? Are you ignoring it? That's horrible. Then you're in a bad mood. You can't sleep. Are you taking things to mask it? Relief Factor can take it away. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You take it every day. 3 weeks. You might be 3 weeks away from being free, pain-free. And that three-week kit is $19.95. Order one. It's $19.95 and give it a shot. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We will go to Terry Schilling, talk about some cultural issues next, and then we have to talk about fighting monkeys. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Gosh, Chris, turn it off. Is that rap music? That was awful. That was absolutely, it was awful. Did Terry pick that? Terry pick that? We need to talk to him about that. Joining me now, the big cheese at the wonderful America's Principles Project, my friend Terry Schilling. Terry, your taste in music sucks. That was awful. That was awful.
I thought Kanye was a conservative icon these days. I'm sorry.
You know, I think he probably stopped being a conservative icon right about the time he uttered "I love Hitler" on the Alex Jones show. That was probably about the time we all kind of decided, I don't think that's going to be a no for me. Right about there is when he zigged, when we all wanted him to zag, Terry, I'm guessing.
You know, I agree with you on that, but we all have our down days. We all have our down days.
Yes. Well, I mean, who among us? Right. Who among us? Okay. Terry, it was a great Tuesday. I am feeling good, just like everyone else is feeling good. But you oftentimes will bring me back down to earth about things when we need to wake up. What am I not seeing? I feel good. Obviously, I know there are plenty of troubles ahead. That's the way life goes. But why shouldn't I feel good right now?
Well, I think that when it comes to these family issues, when it comes to gender sanity, this was a huge win for the American people, for the American family. Trump has been very clear about what he's going to do on these issues. He's going to get men out of women's sports. He's going to ban sex change procedures for minors and all the funding for it. And he's going to get this race and gender ideology out of our kids' schools. Those were the biggest goals for us, and he's going to deliver on them. Now, where we got to be concerned is that this gender industry, it's $4.5 billion. And they aren't going to go quietly into the night. They are going to fight this. They are going to invest millions and millions, possibly billions of dollars, because they want this to get to a $200 billion industry. That's their words, not mine. And so what we have to be worried about is Republicans, as usual, getting weak-kneed once the heavy fire really starts coming in. They wanted to ignore it during the campaign. They didn't want to address it, pretend it would go away. It didn't, and that's why Trump won by a huge margin. So now they actually have to start fighting us. You know, it's that first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. We're about to enter the fight you phase, and that's where it gets interesting.
Okay, so let me ask you this: $4 billion sick freak tranny industry. Are there, obviously everyone knows my thoughts on it, but are there crimes being committed? And yes, I'm very much asking, because why shouldn't we be sending the Justice Department after these people?
Oh, there is a host of crimes. I mean, it's a felony. It's a federal offense to cause harm to a minor. And by the way, consumer fraud is a federal offense. And these guys are doing all of that, right? They are promising to change these people's gender, to change their sex. They used to call it a sex change procedure, but then they had to change it to gender affirming care to not get into the whole problem of consumer fraud. They still have sold this as a bill of goods to us, and we do need to have the Attorney General go after every major hospital, every doctor, every surgeon that's been performing these, and they need to pay a price. We need to give reparations, not on race, not because you're, you know, someone you don't even, you know existed, owned slaves in the past. But we need to give reparations to these poor kids that were mutilated and sterilized and maimed in the name of gender ideology. That's where the real reparations should get paid.
Speaking with Terry Schilling. Terry, okay, so we had a rough night when it comes to abortion issues. Obviously, in places like Florida, things were good. But for the most part, we lost at the ballot box. The American people went to the ballot box. They swept Democrats out of office. They voted in Republicans. They voted in Trump. But the American people love abortion still. I realize this is a generational fight, so it took 50 years to get here. But tell me, are we losing or are we winning? Because since Roe versus Wade's been overturned, we sure seem like we've done a bunch of losing.
No, we've done a ton of losing. But in the wake of how I would frame this, Jesse, is the dust got kicked up in the wake of Dobbs, right? You now had 50 years of abortion on demand being, you know, thrown up in the air and out the window, and now the states could now finally start protecting babies. There were political consequences to that in 2022, the same year of the decision. But 2024 shows that this is no longer a political liability for the Republican Party. In fact, Kamala ran her campaign primarily on abortion up until the moment of birth, taxpayer funding, and also forcing Catholic hospitals to do these abortions. Well, guess what, Jesse? In Pennsylvania, she lost the Catholic vote by 14%. In Michigan, she lost the Catholic vote by 20%. In, I think it was over 10%, in Wisconsin, she lost the Catholic vote. So people got the message that she was an abortion radical, but and they voted accordingly, right? So Republicans need to see how Catholics voted after hearing her messages about unrestricted access to abortion nonstop and act accordingly. I think the smart play here is to introduce, you know, eventually a 20-week, 15-week abortion limit, just like what they have in Europe, with exceptions. And then we work from there to win over the support from the American people. But this is still an issue that we can go on offense in campaigns and elections, I believe.
Terry, California. California obviously is a place that we rightfully lament because it's so freaking beautiful and wonderful. And I adore it. And it's got more Republicans than any other state in the union. But statewide, they're completely insane. And they've destroyed that paradise. But it does look like it's coming back our way a little. Is it insane to think that the day might come where we can save it?
I believe that every state in the country can be saved. If Republicans only stopped acting like light Democrats, if they started acting like Republicans and holding Democrats accountable for just how bat crap insane they are. Sorry, I forget we're on the radio. But how insane they are. They can win elections. You just have to have Republicans that know where they stand. You need Trumps in these states. Trump's very comfortable in his own skin. He knows what he believes. He knows what he stands for, and he's not afraid to say it. But these I'm from Illinois, and I know what happens. These Republicans lose big elections in these states, and then they start thinking, oh, well, we have to become Democrats if we want to win. No. Be Republicans. Call the Democrats out where they're craziest, like giving kids sex changes, like putting men in women's prisons and increasing the women's prison pregnancy rate, right? Like, call them out on this. We shouldn't be giving free condoms out in women's prisons. I know that sounds weird, but that can't be a very popular position to hold for the Democratic Party, but that's what they support. So I have a lot of hope. If Republicans just run on the issues and actually contrast themselves on the right in the right way with Democrats, I think we can take every state back, including New Jersey. I think there's a lot of hope for winning back New Jersey eventually.
Yeah, and we should be hopeful for New Jersey because the pizza in that state is just, it's second to none. And speaking of what you're talking about, I actually read an interesting thing this morning. They were studying the most effective ads the candidates ran. One of the most effective ads Trump ran was a tranny ad. She was talking about how Dome was, she was for they, them, and Trump was for you and whatnot. Terry, I have long said that I think the tranny issue was a colossal mistake for Democrats to embrace because not only is it a microscopic portion of the population, it grosses normal people out. They know it's weird. They know it's disgusting. They know it's crazy. And that the Democrats have become the face of that, I think, just politically on top of the evil, I think it was so dumb.
It's the dumbest thing ever. And they put themselves in a precarious position because if they moderate on this issue now, they lose their base. If they double down on the issue, they lose the swing voters. So they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And they know the position that they're in because now you're starting to have candidates back away from it. Suozzi from New York, he's a congressman, just barely won re-election. And immediately after the election, he's saying, we need to get away from all this radical culture stuff. You know, I get that we don't want to discriminate, but I just don't think that biological boys should be competing in girls' sports. That's coming from a Democrat that just barely won his election. Those voices are outsized in the caucus meetings behind closed doors. So I wouldn't be surprised if Democrats start to moderate on that. The problem that they have, though, is they all have to stop supporting the Equality Act. Because the Equality Act would put all this transgender nonsense into civil rights law, and that's where it gets sticky.
Yeah, no doubt. Terry, you are the man. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, we have so much more. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, turn this hippie music off. What is this? What? That was awful. That was the Eagles? I'm sorry, Eagles. I didn't mean any disrespect, but they could have left that one on the cutting room floor. I'll tell you that much. That was terrible. Gosh, that was awful. Anyway, It's time to have a talk about monkeys.
Well, in your news to go, the search continues for 40 monkeys that escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility in Yemisi. Of course, this is a public safety alert. Kai, what is the latest on these missing monkeys?
Well, Frank, good morning. So, yeah, like you mentioned, 40 monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. It happened around 9:45 last night, and police are asking anyone to just, if they see them, to stay away. And that's why we're here at the municipal complex here in Yemisi. But here's what police are doing right now to find those monkeys. Like I mentioned, happened 40 monkeys escaped 9:45 last night. And currently, police have placed traps all around the area to capture those monkeys. Now, so far, I have no idea what those traps actually look like. And we're trying to get more information about that. But police are also utilizing on-site thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to locate these.
How did the monkeys get out? You know, the news, this is why a lot of you reporters aren't very good. I would like to know how exactly 40 monkeys got out. It's not like a monkey got out. 40 monkeys got out. That's one. Two, I think we should put together a team and go find these monkeys. Tell me it wouldn't be fun to go monkey hunting through the woods. What, Chris? Through the woods of South Carolina. Tell me that wouldn't be intense. And then out of the blue, you get the one would jump at you. And then I would have what, Chris? What? I know they're vicious, Chris. You know what else is vicious? Me. You know what? Try to bite me and see what happens. I'll bite back just as hard, if not harder. I would like to go fight monkeys. I feel like we could do this. And here's this. Tell me this wouldn't be sick. Tell me this wouldn't be sick, Chris. We could stream it we'll do radio or something from there while we do it. Picture this. You ever seen the movie Predator? Did you just say no? You've never seen the movie Predator? What is wrong with you? What? Oh, you know about the movie. Oh, well, never mind then. Never mind. All's well. At least you know it exists. How is that an excuse? I've heard of the movie. Okay, well, in the movie Predator, Arnold Schwarzenegger and a bunch of other huge dudes, they go into the jungle and they're going to rescue. They had to try to rescue some team. Anyway, they end up encountering some huge alien monster. That's the Predator. I don't want to give away the movie for you. Spoiler alert, that's the Predator. Sick movie, and they have to fight it and everything. But they put all this camo paint on. We could do that in South Carolina, only instead of guns, because that'd be cheating. Swords and axes. Only bladed weapons. Or a mace or something like that. I might even go a warhammer. And we go hunting monkeys with warhammers. What, Chris? What? I know you can do hog hunts. I was in the Marines. No, seriously. There are dudes who do this. One of my good buddies I was in the Marine Corps with was from Tennessee. Tennessee people are crazy, man. The best kind of crazy. The absolute best kind of crazy. This is why I might move to Tennessee. I adore those friggin' people so much. I can still hear his accent he used to use describing to me. We're not talking a hog like a 50-pound hog. He used to stand in the tree. 300-pound hogs that'll tear you up. And he would be up in the tree, Rambo First Blood style, only a big sick knife, and he would jump out of the tree and kill the hog with a knife sometimes at night. I know, Chris, and I remember the first time he told us this, we all thought he was lying. We're all, get out of here. You never do that. But we all looked it up. His whole family did it. His mom did it with him. I'm not kidding. His mom did it with him. It's a thing in Tennessee. I'm telling you, if you government people ever think you're going to get tyrannical and start beating up the American people, you better watch yourself. You go marching through Tennessee, son. Really, any part of Appalachia, you better be real careful. People up there don't play games. He was awesome. That's probably why we got along. That's probably why we got along. Jesse, I have thick skin and I read all the dramatic posts, but a friend's wife's Facebook message this morning said, "Prepare for Holocaust 2.0. Now, I wasn't offended, but it was tremendously offensive. I mean, what a disgusting thing to say. This is what they've done to people. And this is, it's a big part of what they've done with all the with all the Hitler Nazi stuff. Remember, we've talked a lot about why they use that kind of a language. Oh, Trump's Hitler, he's a Nazi. They have mentally shattered their base. So you create these emotionally unstable people, and then you crank the doom and gloom up to 11 when you know that's not true, in order to get your people to do things for you. Democrats use that language because they want Democrats motivated to vote, because they want Democrats to murder and hurt their political opponents. That's exactly why they use language like that. They know they have a mentally deranged base of street communists like your liberal Aunt Peggy. And so they're constantly using that language to try to motivate them to do things. What they're going to do, they don't know, but they're going to do something for the cause of the revolution. Well, once you've done the Nazi Hitler thing for so long, it kind of loses its luster. Initially, there are a lot of things that initially may work on people who are mentally weak, but at some point in time, that stuff only works on the most insane people. It only works on people like this lady.
Quick question. So does anybody know how to find or hire a hitman or woman? Because we don't want to be sexist. So, but I think we could pull this off collectively. If you want to chip in, DM.
Yeah, they're nutballs. Well, once you've done the Hitler thing for so long, where do you go from there? Holocaust 2.0. And you can sit there and beat your head against the wall and try to explain to that nutball why that's crazy, why it's this, why it's that. That's how these people think. And they've really, like I've been talking about, I really have a genuine sympathy for the liberal Aunt Peggy's. I do. Because they are mentally broken. They are spiritually broken. They've been broken from their upbringing, from the education system, from the media, from Democrat politicians. They are just shattered mentally. And Democrats and the media people use that broken person for their own political goals, and they know it's not true. I mean, you saw it. How many times did Joe Biden get up in his 4 years and call you, me, Trump, and everybody Nazis and Hitler and Nazis and Hitler and Nazis and Hitler? And then yesterday, now that the race is over, he got up and gave this long speech. But it was, honestly, he even dropped the line in there. It made me laugh. He said something along the lines of, hey, you know, you can't just love America even when you win, or only when you win. We're all going to get along now. We need to turn down the temperature. Why? Were you lying the whole time about fighting Hitler? Well, of course, that's exactly what you were doing. You were lying through your teeth. And that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy sends Facebook messages saying that we're about to go through the Holocaust again. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about that next. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.